A disagreement over how much money should be put in Utah's schools for new technology has come down to a showdown. Brian Schott, managing editor of UtahPolicy.com, says the original proposal for up to $300 million for technology was whittled down to $30 million this past weekend.
There's been a huge fight over House Speaker Becky Lockhart's plan to infuse technology into schools. Governor Herbert threatened to veto it if it came in at a price tag over $30 million. The Senate was willing to give her about $26 million for her program. She was hoping for upwards of $200 million. And that standoff for a few days, House leadership refused to meet with the Senate face-to-face.
For Representative Becky Lockhart, he says it was a political move to build a resume for a run at governor in 2016. With no history of supporting public education during her legislative career, he says she was looking for something big to go out with as she retires at the end of the year.
If you want anyone who could talk about transportation or understands transportation, Becky Lockhart is one of the people that you would go to. But when it comes to education, she really didn't have anything. So a couple of weeks into the session, she pulled this education technology proposal with a price tag of between $200 and $300 million. Nobody knew where it came from. Nobody was expecting it at all. But all of a sudden, here this proposal shows up out of nowhere. The Senate was wondering how they were going to pay for it. Becky Lockhart actually wanted to take some of the money out of transportation projects, and the Senate wasn't willing to do that. And I think it was really the Senate was not happy that this proposal came up out of nowhere, and that's why they decided to side with Governor Herbert, who Lockhart may be challenging in 2016. Lockhart walked away from the negotiating table this weekend with no money at all. She basically wanted all or nothing, and she was unwilling to take the $26 or $30 million that they were offering, which probably would have gone to build out wireless infrastructure in school. She wanted much more because she needed this on her resume.
With the final revenue projections coming in at just $200 million, Schott says the money isn't there that the lawmakers had hoped for. And while the gas tax may be tinkered with, he says, since it's an election year, there likely won't be any tax increases.
There are a couple of proposals that would sort of change the way that we do gas taxes. We're not going to actually have a gas tax increase. That's not going to happen. It's an election year. But Senator John Valentine has a bill that's still floating out there that would basically change the way that gas taxes are calculated. And what that would do is that would start with a reduction in the gas tax, but then it would index it to inflation. That would actually be at the refinery, and then you'd feel that at the pump as it was passed through. So, you know, that sort of thing is floating out there, but there's not a lot of new tax revenue. Lawmakers just really don't want to do that. Now, that's not to say lawmakers won't pass a tax increase, but the way they are setting the budget right now is with no new revenue from tax increase.
Last week, there were four proposals to expand the state's health care coverage to low-income residents. This week, Schott says there are none.
I think that we're going to end the session without any decision on Medicaid. The House wanted to spend $35 million of taxpayer money, and of Utah taxpayer money, not take any federal money, to expand health care coverage for poor people. The Senate did have a bill that would expand coverage with the federal money to those up to 100% of the federal poverty level. And as you know, in order to take the full Medicaid expansion to be up to 137%, Governor came out with a proposal to ask the federal government to allow the state to use block grants to do that. And that has actually been incorporated into the Senate bill. And as they negotiate, the House has basically said, we don't want to do anything. And the governor can't do anything without approval from the legislature.
He expects the issue will be dealt with in a special session. Due to a bill that was passed last year, any federal money that Utah may accept for health care would have to be approved by state lawmakers. I'm Leslie Thatcher, KPCW News.